You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria has become the first jurisdiction in Australia to bring into effect laws criminalising wage theft. The new law has come into effect today in Victoria, making it a crime for an employer to deliberately underpay employees. The so-called wage theft laws ensure crimes are punishable with 10 years jail for individuals and steep fines of nearly $200,000 for individuals, or close to $1 million for companies. Victorian Trades Hall Council Secretary Luke Hilakari says he welcomes the change and hopes other states and territories will soon follow.
Look, I think this might be another Australian first. Australia has a great history, specifically Victoria, in leading the way in working reforms. We were the first place in the world to come up with the eight-hour day. This is just another step in which we're leading the world and saying, actually, when someone goes to work, they deserve to be paid for every hour that they're there for.
The objective of this legislation is to act as a strong deterrent to wage theft. The Victorian Union Movement says it will push for prosecutions through the newly created Wage Inspectorate Victoria, a position which will have the power to investigate and prosecute cases of wage theft. Inspectors will be able to enter workplaces of a business owner to inspect and seize documents. Anchali Suwan is a migrant worker and student born in Thailand who worked in Victoria for a decade and left the country for Japan before the pandemic. She told SBS News she was a victim of underpayment.
I felt like as a student, as an international student, you pay higher fee to study and you have 20 hours per week to find a job. Like by law, by my visa, you know, descriptions. And that 20 hours, I can't really, like at the beginning of my visa, I couldn't really communicate in English. So I have to find a job that less skilled in communication. So I started kitchen hand working. So I think this is, very important for especially international students to be able to cover all that cost.
Ms. Suwan gives more insight into her experience and struggles when working in Australia as an international student.
Never. So I let's say I work from 5 o'clock to 11 p.m. after school time as a kitchen hand, and per shift I get $50. The whole shift, I get only $50. I can eat there for dinner, and I can take one box of container, like five riders say, home. So I get like a two meal, then $50. And that may be for 4 days a week. So I earn like $200 just to cover the rent. And that's it. I don't know who to talk to. I don't know who to complain to. It seemed like all the international students facing the same issue.
Here's some background which led to this law coming into effect. In March 2020, the Victorian Labor Government introduced the Wage Theft Bill 2020 with the aim of addressing common underpayment issues affecting businesses and employees. The bill was passed on the 16th of June that year, with the Act coming into force on the 1st of July 2021. The Act imposes criminal sanctions for employers who dishonestly withhold all or part of an employee's entitlements, falsify an employee entitlement record in order to obtain a financial advantage, or to conceal a previously obtained financial advantage, failure to keep an employee entitlement record in order to obtain a financial advantage for the employer or another person, or to conceal a previously obtained financial advantage. An employee entitlement essentially means any amount or benefit owed by an employer to an employee, including wages or salary, allowances, leave entitlements, meal breaks or superannuation, in accordance with the relevant laws, contracts and agreements. Mr. Hilakari says wage theft is too common in the state and more steps are being taken.
Wage theft is happening up and down every main street in Victoria. Every second cafe you pass, a worker is losing money. It could be wages directly, it could be superannuation. This will make a difference to hundreds of thousands of Victorians. Now, Victorians will be able to, for the first time, properly get what they earn, and if they don't, the employer can face severe penalties. So the next stage is for the Victorian government to put together a small claims jurisdiction, hopefully as part of the magistrate court. It should have very speedy proceedings in which it will be a low cost court in which, for a small amount of money, a worker can go there, be representative, and get their money back in a timely fashion with experts who know what they're talking about. That's yet to be fully implemented, but we're hopeful to get there by the end of the year.
The new offences apply to employers and individuals within an employer. An individual can be charged with an offence if they are an officer of an employing entity. The definition of officer is broad and not limited to owners and company directors. The definition varies depending on entity type, but generally includes individuals who have key decision-making capabilities, including company directors, office holders, or partners. It is not yet fully clear how the new law will interact with the existing Fair Work Act 2009 in practice, but it is expected that employers could be investigated by both the Wage Inspectorate and the Fair Work Ombudsman in relation to the same conduct. Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.